I'm Tim Marlowe, Director of Artistic Programmes at the Royal Academy, and I'm standing in the last section of the exhibition, which is a special installation, a project by Jenny Saville, Royal Academician, who is exploring Rubens through both her own art and the art of various major artists of the last 100 years, from Picasso to Freud, Auerbach, Bacon, right up to her contemporaries, Sarah Lucas and Cecily Brown. Jenny's here with me. Jenny, broadly speaking, what are the themes that you're dealing with or you're wrestling with in this installation?
Well, flesh to start with, obviously, if you're thinking about Rubens, and the basic dynamics of painting, movement, form, the way paint moves around a canvas. When you asked me to do it, the first artist I thought about was de Kooning. Picasso, obviously, with his Marie Therese series. And if you take an artist like de Kooning and used adjectives to describe him or adjectives to describe Rubens, you'd probably be using the same ones. Movement, dynamism, reversal of forms, fleshiness, vulgarity, the use of colour. I mean, if you compare their use of flesh, they take flesh to its extreme nature, and it's a little bit vulgar in the way it's painted. It's not sort of greens and blues, it's often very unusual pinks that push at that vulgar kind of bottom reflection pink. And so that was immediately the painters I wanted to put in the room, and also to mix up abstraction with figuration. If you think of all this room has been made since the invention of photography and film, it's artists dealing with reality from the moment of that. And if you look at Rubens, Rubens is an artist that was working before they could even dream of the idea of photography or film.
I'm very struck by your work and its relationship to Rubens. Is it fair to say that it's a reasonably direct relationship, or is it by definition mediated by your understanding of people like de Kooning?
The whole of art history is de Kooning describes it as a giant soup. You put your hands in and you find something for you. I certainly don't see a difference between looking at a cave painting, looking at a de Kooning, looking at a Picasso, looking at a Rubens, looking at a Velasquez. They're all potentially things that you can steal from and that you can use. And it's a constant dialogue. It's like a conversation you have when you're making a piece. So the painting I've made for the room is based on the myth of Philomela, which appears in Ovid's Metamorphosis, the sort of famous book that artists like Rubens and Titian used as a prompt for great paintings from the 16th century, 15th, 16th century. And so I wanted to work not specifically with a Rubens painting, but especially with images to do with rape, which has been a no-go area, really. I mean, how do you depict the idea of a rape in a painting? And often I've noticed that when people are describing those paintings now, whether it be art historically or in discussions on the internet, the actual issue of the rape is never really discussed. It's about the movement of the flesh, the idea of the painting, and the abduction of a woman's body. I mean, that's a very difficult subject to deal with in painting. So I wanted to have a go at it one way or another. And that's what led me to dealing with the myth of Philomela.
Sarah Lucas's Kebab and Two Fried Eggs. People still might have an issue with how that relates in your mind to Rubens. How does it?
Well, in my mind, Two Fried Eggs and a Kebab is the greatest nude made at the end of the 20th century. All artists are looking for precision. As soon as I saw it, I knew that all the elements, all the ingredients were in the right place, and she nails it. And now we're a little bit away from the sort of Brit art movement of YBA. I'm hoping that now it's back at the Royal Academy, it can be seen in a slightly different way, and be able to relate strongly to the art history of Rubens.